I have to work.
A side plate.
Oh, that's all right. I'm gonna have to dash. All right. So today is the second in a series of 10 of these shiurim that are being sponsored by Sarita Kona family, Leinish Mr. Yoni. I just want to share with you briefly my reminiscences of Yoni. I was here. I don't remember how many years ago, but a number. Shabbos Zachar. And I noticed that as the laning started, Parsha Zachar, not the Parsha Zachar, but the laning of the Parsha started, the yeshivish guys started getting more and more nervous. They started fidgeting and squirming, and I realized that they were unhappy. They were worried about something. I realized the problem was that at that time they had a Chassidish Bal Kaire imported, I think, and they were getting very nervous, arguing the Yaitzeh Parsha Zachar if it's read with the Hasidic pronunciation. Zuchar Usu. So,
we never
have
that problem.
What?
We never have that problem.
Yeah. So, some of the guys, like, started nudging me, like, what are you going to do about it? Like, so I told them it's going to be fine, don't worry. So, they lay in Parsha Zachar. I'm sorry, Parsha Zuchar. And, of course, the second they finished, a few of the ladies walk in and said, did we miss it? So they said, yeah, we missed it. So for Tircha de Tzibura, they weren't going to lane it again right there. But Reb Mechel made an announcement. He said, there's going to be another lining from Parsha Zuchir right after Misif. So I figured this was my opportunity. So I said, Rebbe, you know, a lot of the yeshivish guys are all nervous. Could we do the second laning in English? In Gayish. Zachar, yeah, Litvish. So he said, of course, sure. And that's what they did. So shortly afterwards, Rabbi Yoni found me alone in a dark alley. And he said, that wasn't right what you did, Reisman. You can't march into a Hasidic shtibel. So it's Kal Hasidim. You can't march into a Hasidic shtibel and ask them to lane in your pronunciation. It wasn't nice. So that's when I got to meet him, and we had a conversation during which we sort of came to the mutual agreement that in any other shtiebel, it would really be very... Imagine going into Baba or Satmar and saying, well, there's a bunch of Litvish guys here, so you have to lay in Parshas Zachar again Litvish. But in a Boston shtiebel, where that's the whole Mahalach, first of all, I don't know if the original Rebbes used that Havara, did they?
In Boston. When the Rabbi Davin,
yeah,
he did.
But the Bal Kaire didn't. Uh-huh. But anyway, so that's what happened. So first of all, he gave me some good mussar that I have to watch my step when I walk in somebody else's shul. I can't start making demands. And then we concluded that in a Boston shtiebel it might be excusable. But that's what he was. He really was really the heart and soul of the shtiebel. The fact the shtiebel is still here is thanks to Rav Yoni, everybody knows. If anybody doesn't know, they know now. And he really wore his shtreimel on his heart. People want to know where his shtreimel was. And his shtreimel was bigger than yours and mine and everyone else's put together. He had a shtreimel in his heart. It was really the soul of the shtiebel. Okay, for today, I wanted to do Asher Yotzar, but I couldn't. Why couldn't I get to Asher Yotzar? Because there's something important that comes before Asher Yotzar that's not in the Siddur. This is something that's not printed in the Boston or Siddur with an instruction to skip it, as far as I know. It's like the only thing. But surprisingly, in the Gemara in Brachis, there's actually something that's supposed to be said before a person goes into the bathroom. So let's learn it together. It's the top of Samach Omed Beis. It says, Hanichnas lebeis hakise. Somebody is going into the restroom. Omer, he should say, Hiskabdu mechubadim, be honored ones, Kedoshim misharsei alyan, the holy ones who serve the one on high, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tnu kavod lelekei Yisrael, give honor to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the God of Israel. Harpu mimenu. Yeah. The Gemara says not to say harpu mimenu, but it says to say at the end, Shimruni, Shimruni, Izruni, Izruni. Watch over me, watch over me. Help me, samchuni, samchuni, support me, support me. Hamtinuli, hamtinuli, wait for me, wait for me. Anshi kane se'etze, till I go in and come out. Shekein darkon shel b'nei adam. Because this is what people have to do. Okay, so who are you saying this to? Who are you saying this to? So Rashi says, El hamalachim hamalavim oisehu oimer. This statement is directed, I wouldn't call it a prayer necessarily, but this statement is directed at the angels who come along with every person. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, where does the Pasuk say that every person has malachim that accompany them? Ki malachav yitzaveh lecha, l'shmarcha b'chol d'rachecha. If that sounds a drop familiar, where is it from?
From the song, obviously.
From the song, yeah. So it's in...
Nighttime, right?
Nighttime. It's in Tehillim Tzadi Aleph, Yoshe B'Seser Elyon. That's the part that we go through very slowly, Matzai Shabbos, because we're so anxious for Shabbos to not go out too fast. So, you know, everybody dies very slowly, Matzai Shabbos. So, yeah. So, Yoshe B'Seser Elyon. So it says there, Ki malachav yishtzav alachal ishmarcha b'chol d'rachecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands malachim to watch over us, to come with us. So, that means like this. So malachim are accompanying us. So what happens if someone wants to go into the bathroom? The malachim aren't following you in there. So you say,
sorry for the human condition.
I'm a person. This is what we do. And I'll be back, basically. That's the idea of this very, very interesting, I don't know if I should call it a tefillah, but this interesting statement that we make. Right? So again, Hiskavdu mechubadim, kadoshim, mesharsei elyon. What does that mean? Hiskavdu means like honor yourselves by not following me in here. Right? Shimruni, shimruni, watch over me, stand guard, right? Their job is to stand guard. Zruni, help me, samchuni, support me, and just wait here, I'll be back. Okay, so that's what it says in the Gemara, that's what it says in Rashi.
Is there the siddur somewhere?
No, as far as I know, it's not in the Boston Siddur Til Yishara, it's not in the Arts Girl Siddur. You may find a siddur that has everything. I wonder if it's in Rabbi Yaakov Enden's, I did not check. I would guess yes, because I'll get soon to Rabbi Yaakov Emden's stance on this. But this is a Beferish Gemara, nobody argues. And then if you open up the Halachas, or let's say the Rambam, you open up the Rambam, right? I think you almost expect not to find it in the Rambam. The Rambam, when it comes to spooky stuff, very frequently he doesn't go for it. No, the Rambam says in Hilchas Tefillah, I think it's Perek Dal, but I might be wrong. I have the Gemara right here. I can tell you where it is. No, Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin Hilchos Tefillah. He just says, Anichas Beis HaKiseh, you say, this whole thing is Kavdu Mechubadim. The Torah brings it, and nobody argues in the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that this statement touches on the what I would call the Machnisei Rachamim controversy. You know that there's different menhagim about, by Slichas, if you should say the part towards the end where you say Machnisei Rachamim, Machnisei Rachamecha, Fnei Baal Rachamim, which literally means those who bring in the entreaties for compassion, please bring our pleas for compassion before the compassionate one. And it's addressed to the Malachim. Right? Ashmiya Tefillah, Ashmiya Tefillah, saying that whole thing. So, there are those who say you're not allowed to say that. It's violating the fifth of the 13 principles of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Right? We did that just a few weeks ago in Yigdal, that it says that loy levade ro lispal. You're only allowed to direct your tefillah directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're not supposed to address malachim in any tefillahs. And this is a big, big topic. Much, much ink has been spilled over this. Right? There are also those who don't want to say Shabbos Friday night. Right, we say Shalom Aleichem Malachi Asharis. So that one's fine. But at the end it says Barchuni L'Shalom, the third stanza. There are those who skip it. Because they say we can't ask the Malachim to give us a bracha. We get bracha from Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Some also have a problem with the later ones, right? The
Tzitchem. Yeah, those who don't like Tzitchem L'Chol Shalom for a different reason. Yeah. So this is a big question. And there are, again, this is not something we could cover in depth in the short shir, but there are rayas from all over Shas, both ways, and all kinds of other things to say about this question. In general, do we address the malachim in our tefillahs? Do we address malachim? Do we talk to them? Do we shmooze with them? Right? Specifically to make a request from them, it seems to be a problem. Okay.
Wait, but there are many places where there's the name of the malach that we focus on, but we don't actually say.
Yeah. So you're not praying to the malach. Yeah. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Perush, I didn't see what he says on the Siddur, but in his Perush in Shulchan Aruch called Maruk Tzia, he says that because you say over here, Iskabdu Mechubadim Kadoshim Mishar Se Alyan, those who serve the boss, so we're acknowledging that they're just doing the Hashem's will. So for that reason, it's less of an issue. In other words, he's understanding that you're not allowed to pray to a malach, chas v'shalom. Somebody would, let's say, come, he has a tzara, so he takes down a Tehillim and he says, Malach Gavriel, Malach Rafal, help me, that would be terrible. But here, where they've been assigned to do a job, and he's telling them, you who serve the master, that would be okay. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Sefer Chashukei Chemed on Brachas adds that here it's specifically the job that the Pasuk describes. It says in the Pasuk, Ki malacha v'tzav alecha l'shmarcha, the malachim are assigned to watch over you. So if they're assigned to watch over you, so you're not making your own request. You're just saying, you know, don't forget, that's what it says on your...
It's a job.
Yeah, that's what it says on the back of the jacket, security, right? So you're saying, you know, I'll be back. Just don't think I'm not coming back, but yeah. There is, it seems probably based on this problem, that why are we davening to Malachim, there's an old, old Gersa of the Gemara that goes back very far, Bahag, Reb Sadia Gaon, that I think the Reb Sadia Gaon actually has it in his Siddur, that leaves out the request part. You just say, Heskavdu Mechubadim, Kadoshim Shar Se'alyan, Hamtinuli, I'll be back, not watch over me, guard me, help me, all that. So they leave that part out. There's an old manuscript of the Rambam where he skips everything except the words Shemruni. Now Shemruni, which normally translates as watch over me, could also mean to wait. Lishmar could mean to just wait. Like it says in Parshas Vayeshev, Aviv Shamar Es Hadavar, Shamer Es Yavam. Right, in Yavamis, Shemeres Yavam, Rashi says is based on the phrase of Shamar Esadavar, which just means waiting for something. Right? Where else? Remechi, you sound like you looked like you're about to suggest another source for that. Yeah.
Why is removing the request more acceptable? Meaning you're
right.
Still, it's less explicit, but you're still talking directly to a malach who
right.
has been given a job. You're asking him to not come in. You know, you're
right. So it seems like talking to them is less of an issue than specifically making requests of malachim. It's like that's a problem. We're not supposed to ask anyone. We have a direct line upstairs.
But like, if you're already acknowledging that Hashem mm-hmm. is a kind of intermediary by acknowledging that there's someone who's
yeah.
watching you.
You know, that kind of, in a certain way, touches on an even deeper topic that we're not going to talk about, which is what are malachim, right? What is their function? I would just suggest if anybody wants to hear more about it. First of all, like, there's Kol HaTorah Kula out there, but if you want to like just hear an interesting shir about it, I have a good friend named Reb Schneer Burton. And he has a podcast called The Great Sources. He's a big Talmud Chacham, The Great Sources. It's available on all the podcast apps. And he has a shiur. I think it's the first episode, the first season, episode 43. It's called Angels and Angelology. The word angelology is an old Yiddish word that means the study of Malachim. And he talks specifically about the Rambam's explanation of what it is. In Rabbeinu Manoach's commentary right on here, where it talks about this thing that he's saying to Malachim, he says something which he borrowed from the Rambam's literature, HaMalachim Heim Sechalim Nevdalim. If you want to try to translate that, it means...
They're like a mindset that's annulled.
Yeah, Nivdal means... I'm trying to think of a good word for it. It's a very common word in Jewish medieval thought. It means that they are not physical, I would say, spiritual. Sechal means intelligences. So it doesn't really fill the description, but Rabbi Burton, not artificial, Rabbi Burton goes through he's a big expert in the Rambam, goes through the Mar Nevuchim and other sources, probably Kedai to check out. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Like I said, even the Rambam brings it, the Torah brings it, Shulchan Aruch sort of brings it. Now, in practice, why didn't we learn this in yeshiva? Why didn't we learn this prayer that before you go into the Beis Akise, you say Eskavdu Mechubadim, etc. It's a clear Gemara. So the Beis Yosef brings from Avudram that he says, She'ein loymar ze al yirei shamayim v'chassid. you can only say this if you fear God and you're a chassid. So we have chassidim here, but you're a shemayim. Shechina shayr alav. You know that the Shechina is with you, which is very interesting because we're talking about malachim. Shechina is a different thing. But that's how it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch. Siman Gimel. I want to read to you the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Siman Gimel. Hanhagas beis hakisei. Kishi yikonis le beis hakisei yaymer haskavdu mechubadim. Va'achshav le'inogu la'imran. And now the minhag is not to say it. So this is more like a Boston Siddur. In other words, it's printed here and it says don't say it. But it doesn't print the whole thing. It just says skavdu mechubadim mechule. We don't say it. It says the Mishnah Berurah. Why don't we say it?
Presumptuous.
Yeah, ki ein anu mechzokim liyirei shemayim shemalachim alavin oisanu. We can't assume that we are yarei shemayim to the point. He doesn't say anything about chassid. I'm not sure why. You should just know as a general. I don't think this is. I'm almost kidding. But the Mishnah Berurah, he avoided any controversy. Like he didn't write in halacha anything. There's a big fight in chassidim snagged in these things. That wasn't his point. I'm not saying that's why he left that word out. Anyway. So he's saying, like the Avodram, he's saying, Vesiyasa brings it, Shulchan Aruch means to Paskin this way, we don't turn to the Malachim that are walking with us and talk to them. It's presumptuous of us to do that. That's what he says. Now, like a pretentious thing to do. Interestingly, the Shari Tshuva brings that the Arizal held you should say it. He brings from one of the Talmid Ari that Arizal said you should say it. And it's interesting, he says that it's a segula. For what? Says, Ubazei Natzel. If you say this, you will be saved for the problem of Shala Yaharher Bedivre Taira Bebesakise. You'll be saved from thinking in Taira in the bathroom. So it's a segula. So I think I understand why this didn't catch on, because most of us don't need that segula. You know?
It's like that thing that, like, you took away the stuff of doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have that problem necessarily. But that's what the Arizal reportedly said. It's important to know that this is not something that's quoted B'Shem the Arizal by Reb Chaim Vital. It's by someone else. And for that reason, this Shmuel of Arizal has something less of a value, because really Reb Chaim Vital is the only official transmitter of Arizal's teachings in the eyes of many. But that's what he says. Okay, but Lamaisa, the place can follow this, that we don't say it. It's a very big chiddush, because the Gemara sounds like it's for everyone. The Gemara doesn't say a tzaddik goes into Beis HaKisei, says it. It says a person, any person who goes in. It doesn't sound like it's dafka meant for the big tzaddikim. So I don't know, maybe in the times of the Gemara, everyone were a bigger tzaddikim than we are today. We had something like this similarly a few weeks ago. Rabbeinu Yonah said it about the fact that the Gemara says you could say brachas as soon as you wake up, even before you wash your hands. And we don't do that. We wash our hands before we'll say a bracha. So Rabbeinu Yonah said some mysterious lashon that the people in those days were Kedoshim, and therefore that's different. So maybe, I don't know. Lemaisa, the Mefarshim struggle with this, because they bring a lot of rayas that the Malachim accompany everybody, not just special tzaddikim. I mean, Yaakov Enden goes through like all of Shas. But there are a couple of Gemaras that are pretty clear. In Tainis, I think, in Chagiga, it seems to even be talking about people who do bad things. The Gemara talks about, it's a little bit of a mysterious Gemara, cryptic Gemara. The Gemara talks about who bears witness against a person when they do an Avera, when they go upstairs. Who bears witness? Like, who's the camera? So one of the sheetahs it says there is the Malachim that were accompanying a person. Right? So clearly they're talking even about somebody who's not the biggest tzaddik, and still he's accompanied by Malachim.
Wouldn't that mean that he's coming by Malachim all the time?
Right?
So then why specifically by the Beis HaKisei?
Because they follow you all around. But when you go into the Beis HaKisei, they're not coming in with you. They stay outside. So you say to them, I'll be back. I'll be back, right? Yeah. This might answer the kasha. I was wondering why you don't say this. Somebody goes into a movie theater on the entrance. They say, Skavdu Mechubadim. I'm sure they're not coming with him. So I think that if you hold that only tzaddikim say it, so I understand, what are they doing there? But it could be that's the answer. Another interesting question is like this. The Magen Avraham in Siman Samach Vav asks a very interesting perceptive question, which you can only ask this question if you pay attention when you're davening. But when you finish Min Esther, you say, Eis HaShalom B'mraimav, V'yas HaShalom Aleinu, HaKal Yisrael, V'imru Amen. So he says, wait a second. By Kaddish, the person saying Kaddish, is Shliach Tzibur, he's saying out loud. So he says, Eis HaShalom B'mraimav, V'yas HaShalom Aleinu, HaKal Yisrael. And now everyone's supposed to say Amen. So he says, let us say Amen. Congregation, Amen. Right? My brother told me that he once saw somebody come into a shul to say Kaddish, but he didn't know anything. He clearly had never been shul before, or maybe only came every, you know, he was a yearly visitor. So he opened up a art scroll sitter to the back, you know, where they spell out in Latin, in Roman characters phonetically how you should say Kaddish. So he said, "V'sashalom b'ramah v'yasashalom aleinu v'alkal Yisrael v'imru amen kong amen." That's what he said. So normally you have a kong, you have a congregation say amen. But when you davening Shemana Esrei silently, who are you talking to? Who's supposed to say amen to you? Nobody hears you. Right? So what does it mean? You should just say, Shalom Raimu, Shalom Leinu, Al Yisrael. That's the end of the pasuk. Right? Somebody's reading Tehillim, it's pasuk Tehillim. You slip, you think, oh, wait, it doesn't say that. So, Zakta Magen Avram brings from, I think, from Mata Moshe, he says it's the malachim. Every yid has malachim with him. And when he finishes Shemana Esrei, he says, V'imru Amen to those malachim. Now here we don't find that anybody should say that B'zman HaZeh, we don't say V'imru Amen. I shouldn't say we don't find. There are those who hold like that, but we don't hold like that. So you see that they're here even for us. It's even Reisman as malachim. Well, that's a good question, right? So I saw just today in Sefer Nishmas Nechadetin. Anyone ever heard of Sefer Nishmas Nechadetin? They write down everything Rav Meir Morgenstern says. And he's like a fountain of Torah. Like, I don't know if he remembers it on Shabbos. This is a problem with big tzaddik, a lot of big tzaddikim who are fountains of Torah on Shabbos. You know, you ever heard this?
Rav Yosef used to run right after Shabbat to try to
write down what he heard from his Rebbe, right? So right. Anybody, I think it was in Kletsk. I once heard that, I think it was in Kletsk before the war, they found a Bacher writing a shir down on Shabbos.
He was so
desperate to not forget something that he heard. So he was writing. Now it's a big avera, right? And there was a whole fight if they should throw him out of yeshiva. You know, if he would have been writing, you know, comic books, so it would have been pashut. But here it's kind of hard to figure out what to do. I think Herb Aaron was involved in that. I have to dig up the story. I have to find somebody. But so anyway, it's amazing because they have there. What did he say on the way home from davening? Like, it wasn't just the shir. Like, I struggle a whole week to figure out what am I going to say for 25 minutes. He's just a fountain. So he talks about some parshas of Yishlach. And basically what he says is, we're not saying that nowadays we're not zeichet to have malachim with us. No, malachim is still there. It's just a pretentious thing to start making demands of them, to start telling them what to do. That already is not something we're able to do. So that's why we don't say this whole Haskabdim Chubadim. But I guess to say Amen to Tefillah, that's different. It's a big topic.
Not following you to the bathroom, the least pretentious thing you can ask them, though? Like, of all the things you could be asking them for,
that's
that's a good point. Your kavod, please stay outside. Mm-hmm. For me, I can't ask you for anything. But
it's an excellent point. I feel like the kasha is probably strong, a very strong one.
Proposed solution, which is, the more righteous a person is, the more they're very present, like with him, and the more that he's not that, maybe they're further away. They're like, they're a more distant focus on him. So it's like pretentious for him to say like, "We're so close," like
that we can talk
like
to each
his
other.
Buddy, like with a tzaddik, they're observing him, and you know, and the bigger the situation, they come in.
I mentioned this in the past that you know, there were those who say that big tzaddikim were able to see the shpizen when they came into the sukkah. Right, so I would say today somebody says he saw them, so he's just meshuga. He's not a big tzaddik. Rekert. I think the Kotzker said that. I think it's a Kotzker. He said, "I don't see them, and I still believe they're here." It's a bigger madriga. Right. In any case, so that's his approach. The bottom line is, I think that we have to take away from this is to remember this pasuk, "Ki malachav yitzav lach l'shmerecha b'chol derechecha." That everybody has malachim. I think Rabbi Brudny told me, B'shem Adam Gadolim, I don't remember who, he said that anybody who survived the Holocaust, the things they went through, anybody who talked to a survivor, you hear like how many times they almost died and how much depression they had. So he said like it was so obvious. Like, it really felt that there was just malachim all over the place, watching over them. They really felt it. Upon them, these are our malachim. And at least since we don't say eskabdu mechabadim, we should maybe think about them before we go into places the malachim can't follow us. And also, when we say v'imru amen, we could have a tip our hat to unzer malachim.